Phone Boy Speaks, episode 532, Plan B. One should never become reliant on either one way of doing something or, I guess even just one tool, right? And so I've been using Auphonic to help produce this podcast. It actually simplifies things quite a bit, but that's a, but it works great when it works, but, this is a situation right now where it's not working quite as well as it should. And I'm not sure what it is. It's, it's nothing I've changed, but, sometimes things go wrong and, say, I'm sure the Auphonic guys will get to the bottom of it at some point. But meanwhile, I'm having to do this the old fashioned way, which was, recorded into Twisted Wave and manually put the pre and post production on it. In fact, there's a script I wrote on a Unix server to take the audio file and put the ID3 tags and put the artwork on it and upload it where it needed to go. So, and then, of course, the other thing that happened is, I did some stupid stuff on my server and ended up, cratering the VM that I was hosting a bunch of the stuff on, at least the staging. But of course, I had backups and I actually was able to recover from it fairly easily, but it still required a little bit of work to get all the pieces back together and working. So it was kind of a project, but I'm now back to, doing my podcast without using Auphonic and I'm even now starting to use a tool to try and help produce the actual text that goes with the podcast, which, you may see the show notes at some point, who knows. Or if you view it on the web, then there's a page there. And so, tomorrow I'll talk about Editorially, which is a nice tool. But, anyway, this is, but you should always have more than one way to do something because you never know when all of a sudden that tool either just, stops working or, the service goes down or whatever, right? I mean, I think it's important to not get, as much as we like to use the same tool over and over again, is to, always have a plan B, always have another way of doing something because you never know when something will stop working. And so this is just me hedging my bets. And I'm very glad I had already gone through a process where I was, as I was recording this podcast in the early days, that I basically stumbled through the process the first several times, and I just sort of, came up with something that worked, and I said, okay, well, now I've got these other tools, I'll try it and see if it works any better. And sure enough, they did, and then I discovered Auphonic, and that was and that just simplified a lot of stuff. But it's still, it's always good to be able to fall back and do it the other way. And even there's some podcasts I'll also use BossJock to record because it's because I'm mixing music in at the same time and stuff, and it's a little bit easier to do it with that tool rather than to use Twisted Wave to record it. So, but anyway, this is just at the end of the day, whatever process you're doing, whatever tools you're using, always have a plan B. It's always a good idea, and because you never know.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.